Well, skippity doo dah, skippity day. My oh my, was that a racist movie? hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame. I'm your host, Dan the Flame, and we're gonna talk about video games again. Oh yay. I love video games. I just do. I got a good quality, thick collection, if I do say so myself, of video games. And essentially, they're going through some bullshit right now. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but essentially, but recently, there have been a vast outcry of people trying and advocating to try to make games easier. Just generally picked up steam during the pandemic because a lot of people basically just sat home playing games. And a lot of them just couldn't fucking beat them, right? So you had so many people just going like, how come I can't beat this game? I wish it was easier. And you just had to deal with that, you know? And it's like, people in the gaming community was like, what the fuck? But then essentially you had to deal with the fact that the gaming world or the gaming industry is doing what the fucking movie industry has been doing for years. Which is that essentially they started making shit in terms of it just to be either inclusive for diversity's sake or, you know, just because of girl power and shit like that. Dumb shit. You know, let's add a bunch of gay characters and stuff and then announce the fact that they're gay. Let's do a bunch of female-oriented games and just the woman is the stronger of the two sexes and shit. You know, and you can, like, you know, it's like if you was consistently playing games to a certain extent, then you can see the giant tone shift and shit at a certain point, you know. And it's like the next Far Cry game, the main character is a woman. It's not that big of a deal, but, like, you know, it was always intended for it to be a woman. But generally, it's always been a man so far. Interesting. Nothing wrong with that. Hell, the Assassin's Creed games having it to where, you know, you can pick or choose between a guy and a girl. Cool. That actually adds up for shit. And now in the new Halo game, you don't pick a gender. You pick a body type. You pick a body type and voice. Because I don't know who they think plays this shit, you know? It's retarded now. It's getting incredibly retarded that you are dealing with this stuff or that we have to deal with this shit. But Even as bad as that is, we also have the added insult of motherfuckers wanting shit, like I said, wanting shit to be easier. Which couldn't come at a worser time in gaming as a whole, considering that right now the boom of the difficult Soulsborne games are everywhere, you know? And it was like, those are the big hot commodities. Whenever shit comes off from Software, niggas wanting to jump all over it. Hell, the little Elder Ring game, people just been seeing small stuff about it and everybody can't shut up about it. I'm not going to play it. I'm not a Souls fan. I've never played any of those games and I generally actually don't like games that are meant to be difficult for the sake of difficulty. I like story-oriented games. I'm far more of a JRPG fan than anything else. But, you know, and it's like, if push come to shove, I'll play anything, but it typically, like, you know, people who don't do Resident Evil horror games and shit like that, it's like that with me. It's like, I got my niche. I know what I like, and then I play that. I look up what a game, like the gameplay of a game, what exactly it entails, and then I go out and buy it. You know, back in the day, I used to buy any old thing, and then now I got a stack of games that I'll never play because I just don't fucking like them. You know, what you do when you're in high school, you know, that's normal. It's normal shit. But yeah, like, but I've never, even the games that I have that are incredibly hard and difficult, that I've never beaten, I've never once cried over the fact that I couldn't beat them. This goes back far from when I first had a Sega Genesis and I had, Sonic 2. I had Sonic 2 and a gripe that I had when I was younger is that I could always make it to the final stage. And the final stage actually has three levels rather than every other stage, which has two. And I could make it all the way to either the second or the third level in the final stage. And I would always die no matter what. I never made it to Robotnik. So I never made it to the, even just the boss fight itself. I always fucking die every time, every goddamn time. And then I have to restart the game all over, and I see that logo, Sega, and I get so mad and sad, and it's like, damn, I was so close. But then something else would distract me, and then I would go and play or whatever, or get frustrated and whatnot. And to this day, I've never went back and tried to replay Sonic 2. Never wanted to. Don't have to, never wanted to, don't feel like it. But I've played other Sonic games and, since then. You know, I've played Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic DX, Sonic Heroes. Yeah, I've played a lot of Sonic games. My little brother got a bunch of Sonic games, and I used to play those with him when he was growing up. Because, yeah, of course, I'm going to make you get Sonic games, damn it. I like Sonic, but I don't want to waste my money on me getting Sonic, so I'm going to let you get Sonic. And then we'll both play them, but you can't play my games, though. That's called being an older brother, all right? So I understand, you know, the concept of want or the feel of accomplishment for beating something that you haven't beaten before. I mean, I've had plenty of games that I've also, you know, not back from when I was younger, but even to this day, that I've played and I've gotten my ass whooped a bunch of times, and I just stopped playing the game, stepped back, and like just quit it. And I could go months or years without playing it, then jump back into it, and then boom, I fucking win. I win, beat the game, and it's like, woo, accomplishment, did it. And I pop in a brand new game, and there we go, have some more fun. That's really the essence of games. And then if you grew up in the Super Nintendo era, poor bastards, before memory cards and shit, fuck that noise. You remember life before memory cards? Like, if you don't know, saving, like, when that was introduced, it was revolutionary. You telling me that I don't need to stress out getting lives, I can actually just save my place, and then if I die, I could come back here? Fucking crazy. And now we have autosave, which saves every, like, 15 seconds, so you really aren't worried about anything. But before, you know, but when it's like, you know, they had memory cards and it was like save spaces and shit like that. And then I actually, you know, would try to play an RPG and whatnot. But other than that, god damn, like that one, whew, Jesus, no, kill yourself. But growing up in that era, you know, so many people who have Super Nintendo games could tell you, I have a bunch of Super Nintendo games or Sega Genesis cartridges or, fucking just NES cartridges, and I'll let you know, I've barely beaten half of this shit, but I own and love these games, and that's totally fine. That's actually very much how you should be living your life. That's the essence of a video game. Nowadays, you have so many people who do playthroughs, walkthroughs, and are completionists, that they go through every little thing to get every little thing, and then you could just easily look it up online in case you miss something. You know, seeing like secret endings or shit like that, or stuff that you didn't know, find tips, tricks. This thing is hidden over here, you bet you didn't know that. And it's like, yeah, you can look that shit up easily now. So it's even less worse for wear nowadays, because essentially it's like, I had no skin off my bones if I'm not able to complete it. It's just I ain't got that skill, I'm not that good. So having that, you know, and it was a perfect example was I played Batman Arkham Knight, and then I found out that like to really get the complete ending, you have to collect all the Riddler trophies. And I don't know if you've ever tried to collect the Riddler trophies in the Batman game, but it is a huge fucking chore that is not necessary. So I said, fuck that noise. And I just looked up while I'm collecting all the Riddler trophies, how he beat Riddler. And I was like, all right, yeah, cool. And then saw the ending to the game if you collect all the Riddler trophies. And I was like, yeah, it's not that much of a difference from what I got from actually beating the game. But yeah, okay. It had a little extra flair or whatever, but not fucking worth my time. So I didn't do it. I still beat the game, but I just didn't get 100% completion, which realistically the game doesn't even... like, that game isn't something that I would warrant 100% completion. Hell, I don't even like doing New Game Plus with the Batman Arkham series. They're just interesting and fun games to play. But fuck that noise. Like, I'm not a completionist. I'm not someone who needs to constantly play a game over and over and over again in order to validate it, like, or to validate my success or anything like that. Like, I gotta be 100% in order for me to say, like, yeah, I really do play this game. Like, no, fuck no. I've never gotten a platinum trophy on PlayStation until I played the PlayStation 4 Spider-Man game. And the only reason I got a platinum on that game is strictly through me just playing the game. So while I was playing it, I was racking up scores and shit like that, doing challenges and whatnot, because I was actually having fun playing that game, and I was doing all the challenges, doing all the little side missions and stuff like that, because I like doing it. And I'm not saying that game is like the best game or anything like that, but it's like, no, generally I was just enjoying myself while I was playing. I don't know why, like, trying to be wholesome and saying stuff like that just comes off dirty sometimes. And it's like, just, I was just enjoying myself while eating a bag of chips. And it was like, you were enjoying yourself? You nasty. But no, I was enjoying the game. And so next thing I knew, it popped up that I was like, I saw that I was like 2 trophies away from getting a platinum. And I was like, wait, what? And then I saw what the little trophies were, and they were like little challenge matches. And I just had to get a certain score. And then I did it. And I was like, you know, why not? And so I just went back, did the little challenge matches, and did it. And I got my first platinum. And I was like, all right, cool. But then it was like, you know, there's extra shit for the DLC stuff. And I was like, go fuck yourself. It's like, it still says that I have a platinum on my gamer tag and everything. So I'm cool. Like I said, I'm not a completionist. I just liked playing the game. And then the DLCs pissed me off anyway because of how fucking stupid they were and dealing with Spider-Man and whatnot. But that's a other nutter bag, a kettle of fish. A bag of a kettle of fish. Yes, I said that. But generally speaking, as a fucking gamer, I can tell you that anyone who adheres to the mindset of they should make games easier is a fucking moron. They're an idiot. They're generally soft. Like, to be discouraging. They're typically weak-minded individuals who assume that just because they have something that they need immediate validation. They need to immediately be given what they want when they want it, right then and there. So they want the game to be easy so that they can win, so that they can see the ending without actually having to have work for it or anything like that. That's the mindset of a lot of people today, especially a lot of the people, not even going so far as to be like, yeah, the younger generation. It's not even the younger generation. I've seen fucking middle schoolers go around and say the word faggot, and it makes me laugh. And I look and I go, aren't they worried about getting canceled? And it's like, no, they're not. They don't care. They're young and they think they're immortal. They do whatever the hell they want. And I was like, I was the same way. Okay, yeah, I get it. So I was like, yeah, it's not really like the entire younger generation. There's just a select few from both from all the generations that are just these weak, soft-hearted motherfuckers. I mean, I've had to deal with this shit from like people in an older generation, from like when my parents were born, coming up to me and talking to me about or saying things about how I approach myself or how I carry myself or how I even talk and act and whatnot and how they feel like that's not appropriate. And it's like, to who? To you? You're not me. Get the fuck away from me then. It's like, you don't live my life. I've done what I've done all this time and I've been fine for the most part. And you're complaining because you feel that this is inappropriate to other people whom you're not? Get the fuck, are you fucking serious? I was like, that's so retarded. But, and then that was one of the things I think, like I said, retarded, but I was like, you've heard that word being used in slang before. I was like, I'm not discriminating against anybody. I'm just using it in terms of its slang. It's retarded. I've been saying it for years and I'm not going to stop now because I'm not insulting anyone who happens to have a mental disability. And I was like, I would never do that. I've known people. I've been friends with people who've had mental disabilities growing up and being in different schools and shit like that. You meet people of all spectrums and colors of the fucking rainbow living life. And it's like, yeah, I'm not being rude and nothing like that. Just like, the fuck? So it's like, yeah, I, I'm, I have decency. And it's like, if anything, you for some reason feel that, oh, you need to get offended by this. And it's stupid, but it's like, you have these types of people from all walks of life and all ages, all shapes and sizes and different colors and whatnot. Hell, I don't know if you've seen an episode I've done before when I was talking about a motherfucker who was talking about the impossible white man trope, which did not apply to specifically only white men. And every time I look at that title, I go, I can't believe that I heard someone say this dumb shit, because it was fucking retarded. But that's still just the world that we live in. And I was like, the dude looked like he was around my age. And I was like, fuck, like, I feel bad because you're so, for lack of a better word, retarded. And it's like, that's just, so it's like, it's not something that I blame like a younger previous generation, because it's like, motherfucker, who raised the younger generation? It's like, nah, yeah, this is from just soft and weak individuals who happen to be that way, to where the smallest little inconvenience in their life just destroys their entire fucking week. I'm depressed. I'm so depressed. My cat didn't come home. It's like, but you still got to go to work. You still need to pay your rent and everything. But my cat... here, kitty, 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 kitty. So I don't really give a fuck about that. I don't give a fuck about those people. Like, you really should ignore this type of nonsense. Because what was it? It was Forza. It was the Forza game that came out, I believe. And someone actually, they showcased that the game literally had you... the game literally went in and it allowed you to slow down the other cars so you could basically win the race. And if that ain't the dumbest shit you've ever heard for a racing game in your entire life, I don't know what is. To the point where, again, like I was talking about with fucking Halo going so far as to being bitching up and just having it to where it's like it's a body type of concept, and then being like Forza Horizon 5. I was just trying to look up to see what it was. Yeah, Forza Horizon 5, the brand new one. Yeah, and it was like another Xbox thing. Now think about it. But and then he, like, you know, and then Halo bitching up and then doing the whole body type thing rather than the genders, as if people don't exist within their world. You've already done that within your game. Like, there are genders, there are people. So, like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you doing this at all? No one asks for it. It's not going to do anything. Do you not know who the fuck your audience is? Majority of them are dudes. And those dudes don't really care about the whole gender dumb shit. They're just dudes. So, like, it's really, really stupid. I mean, I already got predictions that the next Dragon Age game and the what was the other thing that BioWare made? Mass Effect. Yeah, the Dragon Age and Mass Effect games are going to be just total shit shows when it comes to this. Hell, so many people got upset that the Dragon Age Inquisition just had, like, so many different weird things going on with it and whatnot. And it's like, there's a lot of kinks everywhere with the game. And it's like, I still enjoy playing it. But when all is said and done, I got fucking pissed. Because I was like, yeah, if you recap and go back to exactly how many people you can romance in the game as a guy, it's just two. If you're a regular straight fucking male, I was like, who are the majority of people who play this fucking game? You can only romance two women in the entire fucking game. You have four romance options for a man, but two of them are other men. One's a Canary, the other one's a gay dude. But then the other two are just two women. So I'm not gay. I don't want my character to be gay because I'm not gay. I want him to see a sex scene with another dude if that's something that I'm not attracted to. But then the options for women that you allow me to have ain't even viable. Not only that, but one of the cool chicks in the game that basically was like a fan favorite in terms of just personality, you specifically struck to be a lesbian. And then the only way you could possibly romance her in the game is if you made your character female. That would have been a perfect opportunity to make someone like her bi, especially considering her personality, her traits, and everything that she did. And it was like, her being bi wouldn't be that far-fetched. I mean, this is the same bullshit we did with Robin and Superboy, why not in this video game as well with this free spirit of a character? Fuck out of here. So even still, I was incredibly annoyed because I was like, yeah, that's stupid. And I was like, for a straight man, I was like, my options are limited as hell. And they're like, well, if you're a gay dude playing this game, you don't really get that many options. Yeah, but the majority of people who are known for playing Dragon Age games and these fantasy games and whatnot aren't gay. Not only that, but the gay characters that you put in the game, if you're attracted to that, you're attracted to that. But there's not that many variations of people to actually interact with in the first place in terms of doing a romance. I didn't understand that aspect of it as well. While as with the first Dragon Age Origins, you kind of was given what, like, I'll pick one out of two, and one was just either insanely malicious and evil all the time, and the other one was just all around good and a sweetheart for absolutely no fucking reason. So, you know, it was like, the romance concept and how they develop the characters and everything has always been fucked up within these games, but deviating it and putting it that way to where it was like, yo, I literally can't even choose anything. I'm stuck with a coordination of basically these hollowed out husk of stereotype characters that are kind of fucking boring. If anything, in Inquisition, I'd like Cassandra over anything because of the fact that she was someone who was seemed like her rough and tough exterior actually hidden the fact that she actually had like a soft heart and everything like that, and really liked romance stories and being romanced and shit like that. But that was just me. You know, that's just like something I liked about her character and in the game. And then I was like, really, I have no other fucking option to pick from. So yeah, let's get down to business. It's either you or the chick who essentially is just like all business and whatnot, and I'm just kind of flirting with her constantly. But I got nothing else going on. I am the savior of the fucking world, and a bunch of people keep clamoring for my attention, but for some reason, nobody want to hop on my pop. But, oh man, that was a huge fucking tangent. But essentially, all I'm saying is that you have this immediately stupid mindset to take a fucking Forza game, a racing game, and then go out of your goddamn way to ensure that everyone wants to finish the race so you can actually slow down the cars. Make it like a slow down bomb. Like you realize how fucking stupid that is? And it's like, never in the history of gaming has there ever been a racing game that has ever been asked to do something like that has even had the fucking notion of having something like that happen. It's either you can play the game or you can't. The literal phrase of get good has never meant so much in such a short span of time than it did when it was applied to that concept of just generally when it has been applied to the concept of generally being able to beat or play a video game. If it ain't meant for you, then it ain't meant for you. The skill and reflex, like, it's the equivalent of complaining about going online and then getting decimated. If it's your first time playing a video game and then the first thing you did was immediately go online, you lost your fucking mind. Like, you don't know about this world. You don't know about these people. Your first time playing this game that basically got vets that have been playing it for years, and you just got it a couple of days ago. And your first idea, before you even learn what buttons to press correctly, was to immediately jump online. And then for some reason, the matchmaking system was supposed to recognize or understand that you're a noob and then treat you as kindly as it possibly could. Because, oh, the little baby jumped into the big boy's pool. Well, let's give you some floaties and hope you don't go to the deep end. Bitch, no. you fucking get headshot all the time because you don't know where the camping spots are, and the motherfuckers just use you as easy picking so they can make their kill score go up. That's your lot in life, because your dumbass jumped into the deep end. There are no floaties. Your ass is, you're an unaccompanied minor. Protect your fucking neck. It's retarded. This is so retarded that this is a thing that's happening right now. And we have all of this bullshit of essentially trying to evaluate or hype up diversity and just being all soft and sad for all these people and whatnot in order to accommodate them in their feelings. Because we don't want people's feelings getting hurt when they're playing a video game. And now what do you have to show for it? You have a lack of sales, a lack of interest from your actual core fucking audience. You have a lack of people even giving a damn when you release a fucking title. Jesus Christ. So many of these franchises are barely hanging on by a thread. And for some reason, they do everything that they possibly can to piss off the only group of people who care if this thread gets fucking cut. It's the dumbest thing in the world because it's so simple to fix. It's just incredibly idiotic that you listen to gaming journalists, movie stars and actors and other people who just don't get the gaming world. I've spoken about this before when talking about different shit like movies and anime and whatnot. And it's like, yeah, it's a different type of media, but it fits together. You know, and it's like, they're all together. They're deep within pop culture and nerdom and shit like that. But it is a different type of medium, which has a different type of audience and it caters to a different type of mindset. I can watch an anime that can put me in the feels or is trying to be soft-spoken and shit like that. But I do not expect that when I go to play a video game after the fact, that it should treat me the exact same way that I felt emotionally when looking at another anime. No! Unless I'm playing a game that does that, like a Pokemon game or something, then fuck no. And it's like, that's not how the world works. That's not how games have been working. So why are we trying to shoehorn that in now when it does not work and it doesn't make anybody happy? You're appeasing the smallest percentile of people who don't even play your fucking games in the first place. Are you listening to me? Like, think about that. These people are seriously going out of their way to do shit to video games that the people whom they're trying to please don't play. And this isn't going to entice them to play the video games because they don't play video games. How the fuck they even going to know you did this when they don't play video games? Do you see the retardation behind that? But then the people who actually do play video games, what do? They walk away. They wash their hands of this mess and they go, they leave, they get the fuck up out of here. And it's like, yo, I do not need to waste my time playing this game or dealing with anything else that comes out with this game because they do not care about me, the actual motherfucker spending money to buy this shit. So why the fuck am I even giving the money? It's such a stupid practice. It's the stupidest practice in the world to possibly have. And it ain't doing nothing but biting them in the ass. And I just can't wait for basically the indie world to essentially overtake the AAA world, because that's essentially where we're heading at. And it's getting to a point where more and more people who care about just overall games are making these titles that are blowing up and making a whole bunch of people just fall in love with them. And then you have AAA titles just wondering, twiddling their thumbs, going, why don't people buy Call of Duty anymore? Well, you guys keep fucking it up. Like, it's a gun game. Just make a good gun game. But what about diversity? Those motherfuckers don't play the gun game. They advocate for gun violence. Why would you care about making them inclusive in your gun game? Oh, no, they said that they cared about it. No, they don't. They're using it as a topic in order to fulfill their little needs of getting different points that they want to cross. But motherfucker, they don't care. They don't advocate to your sales or anything like that. So stop fucking pissing them off. Like, don't stop pissing off your fans to try and appease them. It doesn't work. It doesn't make any sense, and it's incredibly stupid. And if you seriously believe, like, you know, fuck everything else that I'm saying, it's about the fact of making the game easier, because I want to be able to play a game and see the ending just like everybody else who plays the game. I should not be left out after I done bought a game and I just can't beat it. I shouldn't be left out because of that. And all I gotta say is, go fuck yourself, you little bitch. You are a little bitch and you need to go fuck yourself, because that is the stupidest argument you can ever possibly have when dealing with a video game. It is something that is based off of skill in order for you to progress at. It is not something anyone can just jump into and they're immediately good at. You wouldn't want your house built by a toddler. Well, a toddler still can't play a AAA shooting game as well, because guess what? Motherfucker ain't got motor functions, so he can't push the buttons because his hands haven't been developed enough to hold the fucking controller. Same rules apply. Go fuck yourself. That's it for me. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame.